नताशा रमुकार मंत्रा एंड दिया चित्तारी मंगल पाठ।
नमो अरिहंतारम, नमो सिद्धारम, नमो आयरियारम, नमो उवझायानम, नमो लोय सर्वसाहुनम। ऐसो पंच नमोकारो सर्व पाव परासनो मंगलालंच सर्वेसिम परमम हवाई मंगलम।
चत्तारी मंगलम अरहंता मंगलम सिद्धा मंगलम साहू मंगलम कीलिपनंतोदमो मंगलम। चत्तारी लोकोत्तमा अरहंता लोकोत्तमा सिद्धा लोकोत्तमा साहू लोकोत्तमा कीलिपनंतोदमो लोकोत्तमो। चत्तारी शरणं प्रवर्जामि अन्ते शरणं प्रवर्जामि सिद्धेशरणं प्रवर्जामि साहुशरणं प्रवर्जामि कीलिपनन्तं धम्मं शरणं प्रवर्जामि।
वेरी गुड, एक्सीलेंट। ओके, सो वी ऑल विल ओपन द देव स्तुति, द चैप्टर देव स्तुति, एंड वी ऑल विल सिंग वन बाय वन द कंप्लीट देव स्तुति। ओके, बिकॉज वी जस्ट एज अ रिविजन वी हैव डन इट, सो वन बाय वन। सो लाइक फर्स्ट स्टेंजा विल बी लाइक अर्जुन विल बी सिंगिंग द फर्स्ट स्टेंजा, देन आरुष सेकेंड, देन नताशा एंड देन दिया, and then Arjun, Arush, Natasha, Diya. Okay, so like in this sequence, we'll be reading one by one the stanzas, okay? Okay.
Okay.
So, open it, the Dev Stuti, O God devoid of attachments. And as it is a prayer too, so meanwhile other person is singing it, we'll join our hands, and because we're doing the prayer of Bhagwan, Arhanta Deva, so we should show some respect, so we'll be joining our hands. Meanwhile we sing this prayer, and we should not close our eyes because we are reading it, we have not yet learned it. Okay, so open your eyes and join your hands. Okay, Arjun, start.
It seems that I can't find the Dev Suti. If I could have a few seconds just to find it quickly.
Yes, Sara. Okay, take your time. Oh, meanwhile, you can start with the Arush Shaptak. Arjun is searching it. Arush, you can start.
O God, devoid of attachments, omniscient or well-being preacher, let our wrong belief get destroyed by knowledge, thankful for prayer.
May we be kind to all souls, and never speak the untruth. May we never do stealing. May we all practice celibacy.
Let not taste our pride and greed. May we drink satisfaction nectar. May we always keep serving our Jain religion so divine.
Arjun, did you find it?
You know, I found it. It's just refusing to open, so I just...
Okay.
Anubhaji, should I just start it from the top again?
Okay, we'll start from the top again. Fine. We'll sing it again in a flow. Okay.
O God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, our well-being preacher, let our wrong beliefs get destroyed by knowledge, thankful for prayer.
May we be kind to all souls and never speak the untruth. May we never do stealing. May we all practice celibacy.
Let not raise our pride and greed. May we drink satisfaction nectar. May we always keep serving our Jain religion so divine.
May we eliminate bad practices and spread good pleasing deeds. May we live happily with others, propagating our triumph religion.
Enrich joys and gloomy sorrows. As mountains may we stay composed, May we always tread the path of righteousness, concentrating on our soul.
May we destroy 8 karmas that lead to unhappiness in the world. May we keep uttering your name, O Lord, that destroys all troubles.
May our souls remain untainted, deprived of the dust of all sins. Let true knowledge of ourselves grow within with religious education.
Standing on our feet with joined hands, we worship the Holy Dear Lord and pray that all our hope be fulfilled within ourselves.
O God, devoid of attachments, omniscient our well-being creature, let our wrong beliefs get destroyed by knowledge and sofa prayer. Hello? Hello?
Oh, sorry, so sorry, I was on mute. Okay. Well done. Okay, I'm just asking, is there any line in this poem which you have not, like, you were not able to comprehend or you did not understand? Anyone of you have any questions on any of the lines of this poem? No? Natasha, Arush, Tia, Arjun?
No questions.
No questions. Okay, fine. So, like, how many stanzas, like, Arjun, you remember how many stanzas in this poem? 1, 2, 3? Like, you have learned how many, like, you actually remember?
3. 3,
you remember 3, like, you can sing 3 without the help of this presentation?
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, 3. Arush, how many do you remember?
Stins?
Like, how many stanzas you remember, like, you have actually learned that you can sing without the help of this presentation?
I recognize all 5.
No. Five? You remember 5?
Well, I remember only, can you come back to me later? I'm still kind of thinking.
Okay, fine. Natasha, how many?
I only remember the first 3.
First 3, okay. And Dia?
I remember
the last. Dia?
5.
You remember 5, okay. Arush, can we come back to you?
Remember the first 3 as well.
First 3, okay. So, like, amongst 4 of you, 3 remembers 3 and 1 remembers 5. Okay, fine. So, no rush. Just keep it in mind that whoever, like, remembers this poem, like, learns this poem completely, and that poem of my introduction, Pure Soul is My Name, he is going to get a gift. Whoever, you know, actually makes me listen the complete poems, like these 2 poems, there is an assured gift for that person. So it's on you to remember these poems, but I guess you should, because it's very simple, and when we have understood it, so we should learn it. Okay. So, like, what time, like, who is going to, like, actually make me listen this poem? Who is going to learn it? Like, give me some deadline. Then I'll be asking on that date after, like, 4 classes, 5 classes. I am asking something. Huh?
I will say next week, both of them.
Next week, both of them, okay. You know, you can take a little longer time there, it's okay. I just want you all to learn so we can have, like, luxury of time. How long do you need, Arjun? Like, you can make me listen and you can sing this poem for me.
I'm not sure.
Like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks.
I'm not saying
you have to like learn both the poems at a time. Learn one by one and make me listen one of the poems at a time. Don't rush it, but we have to like learn it acche se. Like we have to learn it like in a really, you know, like that when we next time go to the temple, we actually remember what we have learned. Okay, Natasha, okay. Arush, how long do you want?
3 to 4 weeks should be okay.
Okay, 3 to 4 weeks. So like after 3 or 4 classes, we'll be coming back to this, okay? And meanwhile, on every class, we'll just read it the way we did. So it will be like, it will be on our mindset, okay? It's not a peculiar thing for us and a strange thing for us, okay? Okay, fine. So today is what we have a game. Okay, it's a strange kind of game. What we have to do? Okay, you want to play it or not?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, so what you have to do is, okay, I have these four numbers, A, B, C, D, okay? So, out of these four numbers, like, we'll go alphabetically, and you have to choose one letter, okay? You have to choose one letter, and whatever the task will type in that letter, A, B, C, D, that I have written, I have already written it. Okay, so that task that kid will have to perform, okay? But when will you be given the opportunity to select a number? When we did this process. Okay, so what is the process? The process is one by one, alphabetically, you have to just say a word that, like till now, like we are in this class for like more than a year, okay? So whatever one thing you have learned, you have to just tell it, like pop. Okay, you said pap and you told me the names of the five pap. You said parmeshti, you told me the name of five parmeshtis. Or you said Dev or the Guru, okay? So one by one, each one of you will say one thing which you can recall and nobody will repeat it. Okay, so like I said panch parmeshti, Dia will say five cents. Like, so she'll tell the names, or, okay, at least if she doesn't remember the names, she can tell me, okay, I learned about the five sins. And then Arjun will say something else, then Arush will say something else. Okay? Are you getting my game? And the person who gets stuck, who cannot recall anything, okay, what I learned, he'll be given the opportunity to select four out of these A, B, C, D, one task, and then he'll have to do it for us. Okay, so it's kind of a punishment. Not a punishment, it's a funny thing, so we'll enjoy it. Did you get my game?
Yeah.
Hello. Okay, so you have to just one by one tell me what we have learned. Okay, so we'll capture everything that we have learned, and whoever gets stuck, so we'll have to come play. Okay, and for the next round, he'll be like eliminated after doing his task. Then three of you will be playing, then two of you, then last will be the winner who remembers the most. I don't think we'll be able to complete it today, but yeah, we should give it a try. All ready?
Anubhuji, Sachin, join back. Can you quickly explain the rules?
Okay, fine. Actually, the game is one by one. Each kid will go like alphabetically we are going. So, Arush first, then Arjun, then Dia, and then Natasha. So, Arush, Arjun, Dia, Natasha. These four persons will one by one tell one topic, like one part of a topic. Like, it can be any small part, anything that you learned, like till now in this 1.5 years that we have learned. So, I have to just tell it. But I learned this thing. So, like, I learned from Parmeshti. So, either I can tell you the name of five Parmeshtis, or I can tell you the definition of Parmeshti. What is a Parmeshti? So, I have to tell it one by one. And whoever gets stuck, he'll be given choices, like he has to choose amongst A, B, C, D, and whatever the task is there for A, B, C, D, he will have to perform that as a punishment. Like punishment, like it's a funny punishment, okay? So there's nothing like worry about. A, B, C, D are very funny and very easy, you'll enjoy it. But you have to do that, you have to forget some things, okay? So we'll start. Clear? Yes.
I still kind of don't get it, so can I just follow
Okay. Why don't we start directly playing the game and we'll get the flow. Arush, you just tell me one thing that you learned in this whole class. It can be of any chapter you read. We have read so many chapters. It can be the name of the chapter, but you just explain something about it, okay?
Okay.
Just tell us everything, anything. Okay, start.
We don't remember anything, then what do we have to do for punishment?
Not punishment, it's like I'll be giving you like four choices. You have to choose amongst A, B, C, D. So like if you say I choose B, so I have a task written here on the B point, you will have to perform whatever that task is. And you will have to perform that, you cannot deny.
I get it.
You have to, okay? Okay, fine. So we'll start it. Arush, it's your turn, like your starting thing.
A chapter I learned this year was about, I learned about the difference of Tirthankar and Bhagwan, how they are different from each other. Like, Tirthankar gives Divya Dhwani and Bhagwan doesn't, right? So,
okay, so this is how they are different. Any other difference you want to add?
Nothing.
Okay. Fine. Okay. So Arush said about the difference between Tirthankar and Bhagwan. Arjun, your turn. Arjun? Hello, Arjun. Hello, is everybody there?
Yeah.
Arjun, it's your turn.
Yeah. So, continuing with Arush's differences between Tirthankar and Bhagwan, one difference is there's 24 Tirthankars, while Bhagwan is infinite.
Okay, fine. Okay, so there is this rule that we don't have to, like, repeat the other's question. Like, Arush said on the topic, difference between Tirthankar and Bhagwan. So, Arjun will not speak on Tirthankar and Bhagwan, the difference. He can speak about who is a Tirthankar or who is a Bhagwan. Okay, but difference is over, okay? We'll cover it later, that which differences, point of the differences we left. Okay, so tell us something different, Arjun.
Oh, okay then. Well then,
yeah.
Okay. I learned that the word Sarvagya means one who has all knowledge.
Excellent, very good. Yeah, then next. Dia.
We have learned about five Parameshtis. They are Arahant, Sid, Acharya, Upadhyay, and Sadhu.
Excellent, very good. Natasha.
I learned that Namokar Mantra is written in Prakrit language, and it is important because it gives us eternal happiness.
Excellent. I was like, okay, awesome. Thank you. Prakrit language. Okay. Meanwhile, I just forgot to point it out that whilst we are doing this game, nobody is allowed to like go to refer to any of the study material, okay? You have to be like not touching any of the things, okay? So you just Only say whatever comes into your mind. Don't go in search of the topics from the presentations, okay? I hope nobody has started doing that. Arjun?
No.
Okay. Well, Arish, okay, your turn.
A Jain must not drink alcohol. A Jain should only eat vegetarian food. They should drink filtered water at night. They should not eat at night, and they shouldn't eat honey.
Oh, wow, excellent. Just one question. So we have to drink filtered water at night, and during day we can eat unfiltered. We can drink unfiltered water, right? Yes or no?
Yes.
Why? So it doesn't fit in my logic. I have to filter water during night and not during the day. Why? Arish, it's simply we don't eat at night. We drink filtered water. So filtered water we drink all the time. Anytime if I'm going to drink water, it has to be filtered water. Okay, Arush? So it's not like during night we drink filtered and during day we the unfiltered will do. No. It's like filtered water is a must whenever you drink it. And the food should not be eaten at night. So food during day and the water has to be filtered whenever we drink it, okay? But you said it awesomely, like no alcohol, no honey. It's awesome. Very good. Well done. Okay, next. Arjun.
Okay. Also, another trait of Bhagwan is Vitragi. And Vitragi means free of all attachments.
Awesome. Okay, so next you'll be saying about Hitopadeshi, won't you? Okay. Diya.
We have learned about four kashayas.
Yeah, very good.
Krodh, Man, Maya, Lobh.
Excellent. Okay, everybody is listening each other's points, right? Or they are just recalling their own points? Okay, so we learned about the qualities of Jains, we learned about five Parameshtis, Vitragi, Sarvagya, and four Kashayas, Krodhma, Maya, Lobh. And we learned about the language of Ramukar Mantra, and we learned about there is a distinction between Tirthankar and Bhagwan. Very good. Well going. Natasha, your turn.
I learned that there are four Sharans, and Sharan means to... Sharan means like shelter.
Very good. Yeah, very good. Shelter or refuge. Okay. So like, could you please give us the names of those four Sharan?
Oh yeah. There are Arihant, Siddha, Sadhu, and I think it's called the religion.
Yeah.
The religion by Kevali.
Awesome. Religion preached by the Sarvagya Bhagwan or Kevali Bhagwan. Right. Awesome. Very good. So these were the four Sharans. So nobody will say now the names of four Mangal and four Uttam because they are the same. Okay. Arush, your turn.
I learned that Arhanta Bhagwan destroyed four karmas. Siddha Bhagwan destroyed all karmas. And Siddha Bhagwan, Arhanta Bhagwan has body, but Siddha Bhagwan doesn't have any body, but it only has a soul.
Awesome, very good. Just tell us how many karmas exactly Siddha Bhagwan destroyed?
Eight.
Yeah, exactly, very good. It's eight. There are eight types of karmas. And out of eight, Arhantas have destroyed four and Siddhas have destroyed all eight. So they have destroyed all the karmas and all is the eight. Okay, excellent, Arush. So you told us the difference between Arhanta Parameshti and Siddha Parameshti. Well done. Arjun, your turn.
Okay, to go on with my trend of traits.
Okay. Yeah, go on.
She means preacher of well-being.
Okay, very good. Achha, could you just quote the chapter from which we learned these three terms? In which chapter we
learned them
these?
In Dev Stuti, and I believe we touched upon them when we took the second quiz.
Okay, very good. Awesome, dude. Yeah. Okay, what lines of Dev Stuti do these three words cover?
What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear it accidentally.
Could you just tell us the lines in which these three definitions are covered of Dev Stuti, the lines of Dev Stuti?
The second slide of the presentation and the last one, and it's
lines, the lines.
Oh.
Yes.
Devoid of attachment, creature of well-being. Oh God, devoid of
omniscient.
What was that?
Oh God, devoid of attachment.
Oh God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, our well-being creature. Let our wrong beliefs get destroyed by knowledge, sinful prayer.
Excellent. So, devoid of attachment is Vitragi, omniscient is Sarvagya, and preacher of well-being is Hitopdeshi. Excellent. Okay, Diya, your turn.
Hi, Sydney.
Okay. Names? Okay, achha, low five sins, teen lok. Yeah, teen lok, name them.
Udha lok, madhya lok, or adho lok.
Excellent. Udha is upper world, madhya is the middle world, and adho is the lower world. So, udha lok, madhya lok, and adho lok. So, this is the complete three partitions of the cosmos we are living in. Okay, excellent, Dia. Natasha.
So, when a Tirthankar is born, there is something called a Kalyanak. And there are five Kalyanaks, and they are Garbh Kalyanak, Jan Kalyanak,
very good. Excellent, excellent. Very good, yeah. So Garbh has happened, already happened.
No, Garbh, Diksha.
Garbh, Chan, Diksha, yes. And like the enlightenment.
Gyan Kalyanak?
Yeah, exactly. And? Moksha Kalyanak, Nirvan. Very good. Awesome. So it's Garbh Kalyanak, then Jan, Jan, Diksha Kalyanak or Tap Kalyanak, and then Gyan Kalyanak, the enlightenment or Keval Gyan he gets, and then Moksha gets liberation. Awesome. Very good. Well, Goe, I'm seriously proud of you guys. You remember so much. Very good. I am motivated today. Okay, Arush.
You wake up. Another thing I learned is Dev Darshan.
Very good. Okay, so what is it?
Up early, do your daily chores, and then take a nice warm bath. Then wear clean clothes for respect, and you have clean. That's like a gift for God. And when you go to temple, you should put your shoes outside and then do your prayer. And then you should have no leather items or water outside. You should say Nisahi 3 times to God for respect. And then when you come back, you can have your meal.
Oh, wow. Very good, Arush. What do you mean by, okay, Nisahi, I'll not ask you, okay, fine, if somebody voluntarily tells us. But yeah, it was very good, Arush. We didn't touch it all, but okay, you covered the main points. Very good. Okay? Yeah, Arush told us about Dev Stuti that we have to wake up early, put on clean clothes, take something into the temple as a gift to the god, Dravya. Then we go, we took off any leather items and our shoes, and we wash our hands and feet, and then we get into the temple saying Nisai, Nisai, Nisai. Then we say Namostu, Namostu, Namostu. Om Chai 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 Namostu Namostu Namostu. We say Namukar Mantra Chitari Mangal Pat, and then we, if you know any prayer, we take that circum. We actually take rounds around the Jin Pratima Bhagwan, and then we like say prayers. We sit down. If there is any swadhyay going, the classes are going, we should sit there. We should read on our own, and we should think about who I am, what do I want to do, and whatever I'm doing, is it giving me happiness? We have to like self introspect, and then we can come back home. We can have our meals, and we can have our day, schools and all and all. Excellent, Arush. Well done, Arjun.
Okay. So, I'll do Jeev and Ajeev. Jeev is the soul and Ajeev is the body.
Mm-hmm.
I'll add on to that, I guess. We aren't the body, and the soul, the nature of the soul is knowing.
Very good.
Wow.
Yeah, it's correct.
Okay, I'm going to try to add on to this.
Yeah, three points. There are 3 points.
Yeah, so...
I am Jeev, I have thought, and what do I do? 3 points. Who I am, what do I have, and what do I do?
I am soul, I have knowledge attribute, and all I do is know?
Yeah, simple. I am soul, I have knowledge attribute, and with this knowledge attribute, I know. That's it. And now, Shareer or the body is not Jeev, it's not soul, it's Ajeev. It doesn't have knowledge attribute, and it doesn't know. That's it. End of the chapter, Jeev, Ajeev. Excellent. Very good. Well done. Yes, Dia.
There are 5 cents.
Finally, okay. Your mother helped you or father? Who helped you?
No.
Huh? Okay, you recall on your own. 5 cents after 3 loka.
Yes.
Who helped you, Dia? Okay, very good. Okay, go ahead. Say.
5 cents. Violence.
Yes.
Theft. Wrong intentions and accumulation.
Accumulation. Very good. So it's hinsa, jhoot, chori, kushil, parigrah. It's violence. The falsehood means saying untruth. Maybe never speak the untruth. And then theft. Maybe never do stealing. And then the wrong intentions, maybe always practice celibacy. And then the accumulation, like not raise our pride and greed. So we did it in Dev Stuti, and it's here, the 5 sins. Violence, falsehood, theft, wrong intentions, and accumulation. Well done, Dia. Very good. Natasha.
So I'm going to talk about Jan Kalyanak.
Okay.
Jan Kalyanak.
Yeah, same.
So Jan Kalyanak happens, actually when the Tirthankar is within the stomach, right? The devas,
yeah.
And so I think a certain period before the Tirthankar is born, we see that the Lord and the devas celebrate. And then they celebrate, and they want that Tirthankar should be born into a good and healthy environment for.
Okay, so what do they do for that?
I think they go to.
Yeah.
They go to some. I think it's called Nehru Parvat.
It's a Nehru Parvat. It's not Nehru Parvat. Nehru is some person. And so Nehru is some mountain. Okay? So it's Sumeru. Sumeru. Okay? It's the longest, like, it's the highest peak of the world. Sumeru Parvat. Okay? And it's not Himalayas that is a, you know, tallest thing. It's Sumeru Parvat, which is the tallest thing. And, that is like in the center of the place we are in. We live in Jambudvipa. The continent that we actually are in, it's not America, North America, South America, or Asia, or like Europe. It's not like that. The continent that we have is Jambudvipa. It's huge. And at the center of it, there is this tallest mountain. It's known as Sumeru Parvat. Okay? Sumeru Parvat. Okay, the complete name is Sudarshan Meru. Okay, so it's called Sumeru. And on the top of it, the Saudharmendra take the, you know, child Tirthankar to that on the top of the, on the peak of the Sumeru Parvat. And the Sumeru Parvat, around Sumeru Parvat, there is this, you know, sea in which there is this white water. Okay, it's white water like milk. So it's known as Kshir Sagar. Kshir means actually milk. But it's like its water is white. So therefore, it's known as Kshir Sagar. And with that Kshir Sagar, the water of the Kshir Sagar, the Tirthankara, the child Tirthankara, so the Saudharmendra and all the Devas, they actually give him this bath, after taking birth, they give him this, you know, divine bath with that Kshir Sagar's water. Okay, so this is what happens in Janma Kalyanak. And what you said,
I said it wrong. I was talking about Garbh Kalyanak.
Yeah, you were talking about Garbh Kalyanak in a certain, before a certain period, they want to just make it sure that when he takes birth, it should be in like awesome condition. And what is that period? It's 15 months, okay? So 15 months actually before taking his birth, means 6 months before he getting into the stomach. He stays in his stomach for 9 months, okay? And 9 plus 6 is equal to 15. So 6 months before getting to the stomach, means effectively 15 months from taking birth, Devas start doing the rain of all the precious metals, like all the diamonds and all the precious stones. So in the city where he's going to about to take birth. So you know, for 15 months, there rains these metals, this like this, you know, all the wells, all the precious metals, diamonds, the rain of these things happen. Don't ask me that, doesn't it hurt anybody? Like, diamond is like raining, so it might hurt anybody. It doesn't actually, I don't know how they do it, but it's like, it's supposed to be very calm thing, and you know, the prosperity remains alive in that city in whichever he takes birth. So for 15 months, there is this rain of these all precious metals and all. Okay, and then he comes into the stomach of his mother. Okay, so before coming to the stomach of his mother, gets 16 dreams. These call 16 solah sapne, 16 dreams. How many dreams does the mother of Tirthankara actually sees? It's 16. So there are 16 dreams. She watches it the moment he gets into her stomach. So then these 16 dreams, these are very, very, very noble dreams. And then the mother asks to the father of the son of Tirthankara that I saw these 16 dreams. What does this mean? So then the father of the Tirthankara says that, oh dear, you are going to have a son who is going to be a Tirthankara. That is the answer to the 16th, like all these 16 dreams. These all 16 dreams indicate that you, in your womb, the jiva of Tirthankara has arrived. So, and that's how the Garbh Kalyanak is like, after, like, actually knowing that, oh, Tirthankara is coming, so the devi, like, you know, divine angels from the Swarg, babies from the Swarg, they actually come to be with the mother of the Tirthankara, and they actually serve her, they actually, you know, actually, they help her in everything. So they actually, you know, as a nurse for the mother of Tirthankara, the divine angels of the Swarg, okay? Divine ladies of the Swarg, Devgati. Okay, I told you so many things, sorry. But this is how, well said, Natasha. Just remember, it's 15 months, okay? Well said. Okay, I don't think you, any one of you is going to lose today. Okay, even carry on, Arush.
Another thing I remember is that there's a mantra called Jambudeep. It's in the middle of the ocean that no one can go to, and it's only the temple that devas go to pray in it.
Okay, so what do we call it? Jambudeep?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well said, Arush. Very well done. Okay, but there's this slight mistake, okay? It's Jambudeep. It's where we live. We live on the Jambudeep. So where we are today is Jambudeep, okay? The temple you're referring to, it's Nandishwar Dweep. It's Ashtanika Parv we did, the eternal festival. It's Ashtanika Parv on which devas go to do the pujan of Bhagwan, right? You are referring to that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's Nandishwar Dweep. Jambudweep is where we live. It's like we are on Jambudweep. And the devas go to the 8th Dweep. We are on the 1st. It's the 1st Dweep, Jambudweep. And from here, the 8th Dweep, there's 8th continent, which is Nandishwar Dweep. Where there are like 52 Jain temples, in each of the temples there are 1008. Oh, I'm confused now. So there are like in each temple huge size Jain Pratimas are there, and they go and they do pujans of each temple. Okay, so it's Jambu, it's Nandishwar Dweep and not Jambu Dweep. Okay, Arush? But well said. Awesome. Thank you. Okay. It's relating to Ashtanika Parva, okay? And by the way, you know, a few days back, we actually celebrated Dashlakshan Parva. Like when we were having last classes, Dashlakshan Parva was going on. So we learned about Dashlakshan Parva as well once upon a time, if we all remember. Okay, so Arjun, your turn.
Okay, so I remember, I don't remember the exact name of it, but it was kind of like a pyramid, and it was, the first one was, there's one soul, there's two devas, three gurus, four kashais, and I think it was five sins.
Excellent, very good. Oh, awesome. So there is one soul, two devas. Which are two devas, Anshu?
Arihanta Parameshti and Siddha Parameshti.
Excellent. Then three gurus. What are those three gurus? Who are they?
Those are Sadhu Parameshti, Acharya Parameshti, and...
Yeah, you're right. Correct.
One more.
Acharya Parameshti. Okay, tell me the name of five Parameshtis.
Oh boy, I think I've forgotten this. I've forgotten one.
You're not going to forget this, okay? You just say it. Start Ayanda Parameshti.
Acharya Parameshti, Siddha Parameshti.
From starting. Ayanda Parameshti, then?
Oh, Acharya Parameshti, Siddha Parameshti. Acharya Parameshti.
First one is Arihant Parameshti. It's not Acharya. Arihant Parameshti, Siddha Parameshti, Acharya Parameshti. Then Ramo Uvajhayadam. What do we mean by Ramo Uvajhayadam? It's somebody who teaches. He's like teacher of the all the sadhus. Yeah.
Forgetting the name. I think I've forgotten.
Can you recall?
What was that?
It starts with Upa. Ufa?
I do not remember. I'm sorry.
It's Upadhyay Parmeshthi. Arjun, what is it? Upadhyay. Upadhyay. Arjun Parmeshthi, Siddh Parmeshthi, Acharya Parmeshthi, Upadhyay Parmeshthi, and Sadhu Parmeshthi, right?
Yeah.
Say it again. Very good.
Arihant Parmeshthi, Siddha Parmeshthi, Acharya Parmeshthi, Upadhyay Parmeshthi, and Sadhu Parmeshthi.
Excellent. Now tell us the four Kashayas. Diya just tell us, just told us. Name of the four Kashayas, passions.
Oh, four passions is Krodh, Man, Maya, Lobh.
Excellent. Five sins.
Five sins is
okay. It's okay. Fine. Five sins. Okay. We have not done the chapter yet.
Wrong intentions and accumulation.
Excellent. You're not copying, right? Fine.
No.
Okay. Excellent. Well done. It's your turn, Diya.
We learned about four gatis.
Okay, we learned about four gatis. Okay, tell us. Which are the four gatis, Diya?
Hiryansh gati.
Yes. Very good.
Gati and Dev gati.
Very good, excellent. Tiryansh gati means all the animals. Then Narak gati is the hell, Narak, where Narki dwells. Then this Manushya gati, we all are human beings, so this Manushya gati. And the Dev gati, the celestial beings, the Devas, divine people, we as the generals will call them. It's Dev gati. Very good, excellent. Natasha, your turn.
So I learned about Jeev and Ajeev.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically the body is Ajeev because it doesn't have Gyan.
Arjun already said that. Anything other than that about Jeev and Ajeev?
So the Gyan Gun is known as a knowledge attribute. And basically the soul has knowledge because the soul can feel and think while matter does not have any knowledge.
Wow, okay. Any one more point you can add to this chapter, Natasha? Anyone? Like?
Yeah, it is the soul that gives us happiness, not our body.
Awesome, excellent, okay. Okay, fine, great. So the happiness will not come from the body or any other matter. It will come from the soul because soul has happiness attribute. None other thing has happiness attribute. Awesome, well said. Okay, so I guess this is the last round we are doing and we'll have to continue this game in the next class, I guess. Okay, Arush.
Can I say another fact about Tirthankars and Bhagwan, or I have to say a different thing?
You can say two things together, so just tell us one fact and then tell a different thing.
Okay, so Tirthankars have symbols.
Okay, yes.
Omnis don't have symbols in Samosharan.
Very good. Okay. Done. Okay. Next point.
Okay. So.
Wait, Arjun. Arush is adding one more thing. Yes, Arush.
And another thing from another thing is Namokan Mantra has 35 words and 67 vowels.
67? Is he correct, Natasha, Arush? Sorry, Natasha, Diya, 35 vowels and 67 consonants. Is it correct? Arjun, is it?
I thought it was 65.
It's 65.
I could be wrong.
Okay, Diya, what do you say? Okay, Diya, what do you say? Hello, Diya.
Sorry.
It's 57 or 67 or 65. Natasha?
What
are
you?
Can you please repeat what you said?
I said Namukar.
The question is, Arush just told us that Namukar. Yes, Arush?
35 words and 67 vowels. That's what I. That's so remember from last
it's time. It's 67 or 57 you're saying? 57 or 67? It's 57, Arush. 57.
57.
Yeah, right. It's 35 and 57. Okay. 35 words and 57 vowels. Well done, Arush. Okay, very good. Very good, Arush. You just pointed out this fact. Yeah, Arjun, your turn.
Oh, boy. So I'm going to go out with a bang and say all 24 of the dunkers.
What? Yeah, say.
Okay. Rishabdev, Ajit Nath, Sambhav Nath, Abhinandan Nath, Sumati Nath, Pradmapram, Subharshwanath, Chandrapram, Pushpadant, Sheetalnath, Shreyansnath, Vasupuja, Vimalnath, Anantnath, Dharmanath, Shantinath, Kuntunath, Aranath, Malinath, Munisovrat, Neminath, Meeninath, Parshwanath, and Mahavir Bhagwan.
Awesome. Well done. Unexpected. You just learned it or you remembered it all the days, like Arush? Arjun?
I've remembered it for some time. Sometimes I just forget a few names.
No, but this time what did you do? You just took the help of presentation or you just recalled it?
I recalled it.
Okay, awesome, well done. I'm seriously happy today. Okay, yes, Diya, your turn.
We learned that we celebrate Deepavali, and we celebrate Deepavali because that is the day when Mahavir Bhagwan went to Moksh.
Oh, very good, thank you. Okay, Natasha, your turn.
I don't know if anyone has done this one, but we learned about Eternal Festivals and event-based.
Yes, nobody has done it. Okay, so like what are Eternal and what are event-based?
So Diya was talking about Diwali, and Diwali is an event-based festival because it was when Mahavir Bhagwan got moksh.
Very cool. And what are Eternal?
Eternal Festivals are things like...
Yeah, we just did it. We also did one of the eternal thing. Yeah, Arush said about one Dvipa.
Das Lakshan Parv.
Das Lakshan Parv and Ashtanika Parv. Very good. Awesome. Excellent. Okay, so I guess time is up. But our game is like not. And you people like really have made me happy. Like I used to think you all have forgot everything. But you all remember so much. Thank you. So, these four conditions, these remain same. These were funny situations, but now as nobody actually fall the prey of this situation, we'll do this game later in the next class. Hello? Or we'll modify it a little bit. Okay, and then we'll do a story in the next class. And then, I don't think anybody of you remember the homework that is still pending, getting adjourned in every class.
I remember it.
Okay, so like you have the answer or you just remember the homework?
I remember the homework and I believe I remember the answer.
Very good. Okay, who has the homework in his memory or in her memory other than Arjun? Anybody did his homework? Like, there was this homework relating to chapter of Tirthankar, Adinath and Mahavir, Know Thyself. We did the play. Okay, nobody did the homework again. Okay, Arjun, what was the question? Like, homework? Just homework.
The question for homework was, what is the age of Rishabh Dev?
Very good. Yes. So, this is one of the questions. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And?
I believe it was 8 million years. But,
Okay. 8 million
and
years
I,
or... Yeah, what?
That's the only question I remembered.
Okay. Anybody knows about Rishabh Dev's age? Like Adinath Bhagwan's age? Nobody still. Okay, so we'll just adjourn this homework to the next class, and in that class I will tell you the answer if you don't tell me. Okay. One more. The other question was that you have to find out the time difference between the Mahavir Bhagwan and the Rishabh Dev Bhagwan. How long did it take to that Marichi, the grandson of Adinath Bhagwan, to be actual Tirthankara Mahavir? So how long did it take him in this, like, in this world after, you know, actually getting announced that, yeah, he is going to be the 24th Tirthankara? Okay, so we learned that too. You just, if you can find it, that what is the time lag between these two, okay, the first Tirthankara and the last Tirthankara. Okay, so I guess we had a wonderful session today. Thank you so much. So we'll be coming to a normal class in the next session, and we'll continue this game a little bit, but in a different format. Okay, the conditions I'll keep saved for the next class. And presently what we're doing is my introduction. So open my introduction.
Bye-bye. Jayajananda.
Hello, Arjun.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, we are not closing now. We are okay. Open my introduction.
Oh.
Yeah. The poem, Pure Soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame. Meanwhile, you all enjoyed today, or it's like a boring thing? It's fun now? Okay, fine. Thank you. All opened it. Pure Soul is my name.
Yeah. This is Arjun. I haven't.
Okay, Arjun.
I think I'm the oddball today.
Yeah. So what, meanwhile, Arjun is opening it. I'll tell you what they're going to do. Who is going to take a lead today? Like, only one person will be singing it. So just volunteer, and all of us will put our mics on the mute and we'll sing it on our room, like on our homes, and not on the Skype. Okay? So who is going to take the lead to be, like, on the mic today?
I will do.
Oh, dear. Okay. Fine. So this time Dia is doing, so next time I want some other person to take the lead, okay? Okay. So, Arjun, you got it? Opened?
30 seconds probably.
Okay. Fine. Sachin ji, we have Chedala class today, right?
Yeah, I think so, Anubhuji, yes.
Okay, Manish.
Yeah.
Manish messaged me. Yeah, okay, okay.
Yeah, actually, I don't know, Manish... Manish ji is... I think, we do have today, I think.
Yeah, we have class, like, schedule-wise we have, but I did not get it. Okay, fine. Yeah, Arjun opened.
Um, Just trying to find it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so Arjun, meanwhile you find it, we all just start singing it, okay? So I guess you remember a little bit, so you can just join us, okay? Okay, dear, start. We all will be on mute, okay?
Your soul is my name, knowing alone is my shame. The salvation is my home. There is a sadness, my own throne. No thirst or hunger reaches my edge. No cough or cold is allowed in my fortress. Free from agony and hurt, nowhere to roam. Real excellence and supreme is my home. My name is Pure Soul. My shame is to know alone. Be sure this will make the self from arrest. Meditate upon our soul and renounce worldly aversion. We shall have the spiritual bliss. My home is full of happiness. My name is Your Soul. My shame is to know alone. The salvation is my home. There is perfectness, my own throne.
Thank you so much, dear. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Okay. We'll meet next Sunday. Thank you so much.
Jai Janendra.
Jai Janendra.
Anubhavji?
Yeah, Arjun?